when the ocean ships started to come here, there were only one or two elevators that could load, could finish them, that could start them, I should say, because their spouts were high enough. Once they got the, down a bit, then you could, and also they, there were only one or two elevators that could finish them, because they loaded quite a bit deeper. Well, indeed, they were still governed by the Sioux locks, but there were a lot of different idiosyncrasies about the elevators, and one of them was like up in north, the Cam River, up by the Great Lakes. Where
the electric and the Northwestern.
Yeah, well, it was Lakehead.
Lakehead. That was a term I heard today, yeah. But I had never heard it called the Lakehead before.
It was Lakehead elevator, and it had one loading spout out into the over the dock, and in its corner was Northwestern, a big one, and they handled a lot of barley. And then there was the bridge, of course, the swing bridge, and Patterson's right below the bridge. And if the dam had been opened up above and the water was swift, the ships couldn't dock at Patterson's because they'd be at Pool 5 before they could get stopped. So we had to keep that in mind. But and then there was Patterson's, like I'm saying, and Pool 5 and Elevator F and E.
Now you were mentioning, and I don't think it was on tape, I think it might have been when we were talking previously about E and F.
No, Pool 5 and F.
Pool 5 and F, or Western and F.
Yeah, Western Grain and F at that time. Yeah, we could load one ship from both elevators, and we did that whenever we could. If we had some grain out of Pool 5 that had to come, we'd check right away with F and see if we couldn't get them to load if the ship was headed down, to load in the forward end, and Pool 5 would load in the stern. And every once in a while, they'd have to talk to the other elevator and say, "Well, the ship is going to shift now, so we can get up into number two hold, and we'll let you know when we're going to shift again. Then you can go away." So they had to give them some warning so they could get everything shut off to let the ship move.